Right? In other words, the miracles had some purposes, but we'll see. I guess I won't give it away. All right? So we're going to talk about the miracles of Jesus. We're going to ask a couple of questions. One, partly for fun, actually, would be, why did Jesus work these miracles? Okay, so I'm going to be asking that question, so get ready to throw out your potential answers. That'll be kind of fun. And we'll look at some scriptures that back up some possible answers. And Jesus did different miracles for different reasons, by the way. So we'll think about that. But that's not really what the devotional is about tonight. The devotional tonight is about, what do the miracles of Jesus tell us about Jesus? And what they tell us about Jesus tells us about our relationship with Jesus. Okay? Good. Having said that, let me talk about a little bit of apologetics. Now, how many people here believe that Jesus worked miracles? How many people think that's just a bunch of baloney? I thought so. So I don't really need to do this slide. But we have friends who do not believe that Jesus did miracles. For example, Thomas Jefferson. He wrote an entire treatise. He didn't believe in miracles. Neither did Isaac Newton and a lot of other important religious figures. So I want to explain to you why I'm convinced, logically and rationally, not just because I believe in the inspiration of the Bible, right? Just logical reasons to believe that Jesus did, in fact, do miracles. Number one, these miracles are done publicly, often in front of the greatest skeptics and harshest critics. You know, some churches, I don't want to name names or anything like that, but some churches have these wonderful miracles, but it only happens inside their church, you know what I'm saying? And there's only believers there. And I'm not saying yes or no whether they're miracles, I'm just saying, okay, you know what I'm saying? But Jesus performed miracles in front of people who hated him and wanted to kill him. And even they didn't deny that he worked miracles. All right? And his critics, some of the Jews, even wrote about that. All right? In the Talmud. All right, reason number two to believe that Jesus did in fact actually work real physical supernatural miracles is that there were tens of thousands of eyewitnesses from every background. This is a fact. How do I know it? Because of point number three. Because the apostles openly proclaimed in Jerusalem in front of crowds of thousands, many, many thousands, that Jesus worked a great variety of miracles, and nobody raised their hand and said, really? Never heard about that. Right? That's in Acts 2:22. God said to thousands in Jerusalem, this Jesus who you guys got crucified did sign wonders and miracles as you yourselves know. This was common knowledge. Reason number three, even some of the Roman skeptics and the Jewish skeptics, such as Tacitus and Josephus, recorded that Jesus worked wonders. Okay? And reason number five, the Pharisees and the rabbis didn't deny that Jesus did miracles. What they did was they said that he did it according to Satan. In other words, they didn't deny his miracles. They just denied his claims about the power by which he did that. We know that because it's recorded in the Bible, but also because it's in the Talmud. In the Talmud, a Jewish writing says that Jesus did these things inspired by demons. Of course, Jesus showed how silly that was. Reason number six, those who recorded the miracles as eyewitnesses, such as Luke. Well, Luke was not an eyewitness, of course. Matthew and John have every appearance of being credible. Peter gave his life for Jesus, as did John. And those who recorded these miracles, the idea that they made this up, it just doesn't make any sense. But getting on to the actual miracles. I'm not supposed to go to that slide. Just for fun. What are some reasons Jesus worked miracles? Okay, I'm going to take you in a second. Just let's think about it. Some reasons. Okay, Zane?
I believe it was to prove the authority of his teaching.
Right. One of the reasons he did, we're going to look at that. We're going to look at a scripture. So one of the reasons he worked miracles is because the Jews expected a great prophet to work miracles to verify their message. That's one reason. We'll look at a scripture to say that. Excellent answer. Another reason, that's not the only reason, by the way, because some miracles he did that were definitely not for that reason, actually. Okay? Any other reasons Jesus worked miracles? Yes?
Compassion.
Out of compassion. Are you looking that up on my, no, that's very good. All right. In other words, because people were desperately in need and he did those miracles to meet that need. We're going to look at a scripture that talks about that. Excellent answer, Joshua. Reason number three that Jesus worked miracles. Yes.
I think, it's also just to make some noise, bring up issues and that type of stuff.
Okay. I'll give you a check mark on that one. To reveal who he was. To make it clear who he was. Okay? Any other reasons? I've got two other reasons in my list, but that doesn't mean those are the only reasons. Yeah?
Because God told him.
All right, because God commanded it. His father commanded it to him. Okay. I can't think of a scripture that says that, but okay, I buy that. Cain. That what was right?
That performing the miracles was the right way.
Okay. Good. Ken.
That should have been said, but it could change people's minds.
All right. I believe that's not one of the reasons that he did miracles. In other words, because when they asked him to work, when the skeptics asked him to work miracles, he said, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. He never did a miracle in order to convince somebody to believe in him. In fact, when unbelievers demanded it of him, he refused to do it. And that happened in Nazareth and other places. By the way, I don't mean to cut down your idea. In fact, that's an interesting, the fact that he did not do that shows that he was giving free will to people. He didn't try to manipulate people into belief by doing miracles. Now, for those who already were inclined to believe, he did work miracles so that they would believe more strongly. That's in John chapter 20. Okay? So let me show you my list. By the way, it's just my list. It's not the right answer. It's just a list of answers. Because of compassion. Thank you, Joshua. Luke 4, 18. All right. Many examples. That woman who had been bleeding for how many years? Right? She'd been bleeding for how many years? In order to see you guys, I have to do this. By the way, I'm going to get glasses in about 2 or 3 days, and I'm not going to do that anymore. That's going to be really great. I'm so happy about that. Luke 4:18. All right, here is Jesus' first sermon, first recorded sermon anyway, in Nazareth. All right? So here he's quoting from Isaiah. It says, Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. In other words, miracles were written in order to show favor to people. Got it? The one reason that I think is on my list that you didn't mention, because you all got all my other reasons, that's pretty cool, is Isaiah 35, verse 5 and 6, to fulfill prophecy. In other words, it was prophesied, and that somewhat agrees with Zane's answer in a sense, right? Isaiah 35, verse 5 and 6. The Messiah had to work miracles in order to be the Messiah. So that's one reason he did work miracles, because in Luke 24, 44, Jesus said, I need to fulfill all the messianic prophecies. All right, Isaiah 35, verse 5 and 6, where it says, then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, then the lame will leap like a deer, The mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert, a reference to what Jesus said, that I give them water, that the Holy Spirit, which is water, welling up to eternal life. So that's a messianic prophecy that the Messiah would do miracles. To validate his message, John 5:36. So as you're looking at the miracles of Jesus, realize there are various reasons that he's doing certain miracles. And it could be more than one is at play in any particular miracle. Okay? Miracles he did only in front of the apostles would not be there to validate his message. Miracles he did in front of the Pharisees and other people. Okay, John 5:36. It says here, I have testimony greater than that of John. In other words, they said, upon what authority are you saying these things? And one of the things he said is the witness of John the Baptist, who is the Elijah who was to come, right? But then he said this, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, etc. Then, of course, he says the scriptures testify about me as well. And you can also read John 10:36-30, whatever it says, because there's a typo there. 36-39, again, where Jesus said, you don't believe me, look at the miracles. They testify that what I say is from God. Another reason is because his mommy asked him to. All right, we're going to look at that one. And as far as I understand it, the only reason he did that miracle, the only reason, is because his mother asked him to. That's kind of a fun reason. All right? And another one is John 20:31. Not to create faith in unbelievers. I don't think he ever did that. Were there ever unbelievers present at his miracles? Yes. But that wasn't the purpose of it. By the way, if I'm wrong, correct me. That's just what I'm saying, right? Just because I say it doesn't mean it's true, you guys. Think about it for yourself. That's my opinion, Ken, okay? Take it for what it's worth. All right, so John 20:31, right here where John is summarizing all these things he said about Jesus, right? And he says, verse 30, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not even recorded in this book. But these are written so you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And I very, very much remember reading the book of John. I'd been searching for God for a couple of years, two, three years. And I remember picking up the Gospel of John and reading it and reading the miracles and kind of going, wow, he's the one. All right? And then reason number six. And that's the goal of this devotional tonight, is to reveal who he was. And in John 2:11, he says, these things were written to give glory to God. So Jesus revealed his nature to his disciples through the miracles that he worked. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at several of his miracles. We're going to ask ourselves, what's that tell us about Jesus? Different miracles tell us different things about Jesus. So again, our outline is why he did it. Less important to our lesson tonight, but something to think about. More important to our outline tonight is what does it tell us about Jesus? So we're going to do that. That's the rest of our lesson tonight. Luke 8:22-25. Let's read that awesome and amazing miracle. Luke 8:22-25. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and they set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped. They were in great danger. I don't know if you've, there, if you go to Capernaum, there's an actual boat that was that was excavated from out of the lake. The boat is about a little bit longer than this. It's about the same size as this room. So for this boat to be about to capsize, these are waves.
Wow.
These are waves. Okay, got it? This is a fishing boat. The thing you see there, that's too small compared to the famous Capernaum boat. It's pretty awesome.
Like they,
it's I would guess it's 30 feet long. Pretty big. Yeah. And it's a fishing boat. Anyway, reading on. The disciples went and woke him up. Master, master, we're going to drown. He got up. He rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. Where's your faith? He asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, who is this? He commands even the winds and the water and they obey him. Had Jesus done any miracles prior to this?
Yeah.
He'd done probably hundreds of miracles. They thought, okay. Then he did this one and they're like, who is this guy? Like, see how striking this was to them? What was it about this miracle? What did this miracle tell them about Jesus? Because he'd healed blind people, deaf people, lame people, right? Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. What were pretty much all ancient religions about? It was about the weather. It was about basically convincing the gods or whatever to